turn up the music a little bit. Hi, welcome. This is David Gibson. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. We're listening to the sleep version of Unconditional Divine Love. Listen to the show, you've probably heard this song before, but this is a half-speed version. The history of the song is, I've been playing this on guitar since I was like 16. Whenever I would have any anxiety, I would play this song and it would go away completely. For our Parkinson's patients, their trembling goes away completely. One Parkinson's patient said that the rhythm of the song matched her shaking. She allowed her to stop shaking. This song is also a homeopathic remedy. We use the notes from the quantum healing field from Nutra Energetic Systems. Over 15 years they've been working with a quantum healing device, and they figured out what notes correspond to different quantum healing fields. And this one is the quantum healing field for unconditional divine love. The song is also in the soundtrack of the new movie, The Living Matrix, which was showed at our studio, just released 2 weeks ago. It goes through the whole new healing paradigm of body fields that control the information that controls transference of energy through the body. It's the new science of healing, and there's about 20 scientists, actually about 30 in the movie, that are talking about this new science beyond DNA. It's what's controlling DNA. We also have in this song, which is a 60-minute song, so I'll be playing the whole radio show today. We also have the binaural beats in Delta. We've talked about binaural beats before, but I'll mention it again. What we've done is we've taken the key of this song, which is the key of A, and we've found the frequency, the actual frequency of A, which is in our church, in our readers, at school. You can also find it on the web if you do a search for pitch to frequencies. And then we've octavized that down, which means we've taken half of the frequency. When you take half of any frequency, it's still the same note, so we just went down one octave of A. And we kept going down half, until we reached a frequency that is within delta, which is between 1 and 4 cycles per second. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. So that vibration, whoa, whoa, is in the key of A, which is in tune with this song. And we put it in the background of the song to help entrain you into sleep. In fact, recording and mixing this song was really tricky because I kept falling asleep. I've also found the song is really good for opening the heart and making love. At the end of the song, we actually lower the binaural beats to an even lower delta. So I think it starts off around 3 and it'll go down 3 cycles per second, and it'll go down to about a cycle and a half. Still in the key of A. So it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. If you listen to this song on speakers, will entrain your brain into this slow delta, which sometimes puts people to sleep, but sometimes just makes them really peaceful. If you listen on headphones, the one frequency in the left ear goes to the right brain, and the other frequency in the right ear goes to the left brain. And in order to keep reality consistent, your brain synchronizes the left and right brain and creates the binaural beat, which is the oscillation that I've been making. And in order to synchronize the left and right brain, it has to connect the left and right brain through the corpus callosum, which is a really good state to be in. So if you're listening on headphones now, you're not only getting the effect of the binaural beats and delta, you're also getting your left and right brain synchronized. So the intention of this show today is not only for unconditional divine sleep, but it's also, oh my God, to bring unconditional divine love, universal love, into your sleep. If you can't hold it through the day, just hold it while we're asleep. There are many people that say we often travel. A lot of people travel when they're asleep. A lot of people meditate. A lot of people go to the central sun when they're asleep. So our intention is that everybody that's having sleep trouble on the planet, they find, first of all, a release of whatever stuck energy it is that is getting in the way of the sleep. Could be childhood trauma, could be post-traumatic stress, could be environmental toxins. Could be this higher energy that people say is coming into the planet. And I think as this higher energy comes into the planet more and more, it's going to be the trickiest part is to be able to sleep really well so we can sustain our energy and hold our frequency through any transitions or any chaos that happens on the planet, or just through any chaos your day-to-day life. So the intention is for unconditional divine love. For when go to sleep. There are many sleep CDs out there, some that work quite well. But most of them don't leave you in a place of perfect peace, I found. It might put you to sleep, but you know, it's like sleeping with noise or sleeping with dissonance. It's like the last thing you hear when you go to sleep is generally what you take into your deep sleep. That's why they say watching TV before you go to sleep leaves that vibration. You might sleep, you might fall asleep watching TV, but you're kind of like, this whole vibration is happening while you're sleeping. And it's not deep sleep if you're not at complete peace. So I held this intention while I was doing this song. Allow people not only to go to sleep, because what a lot of sleep CDs do is simply wear you out. This is a long CD, so it will kind of wear you out in a way. But it also brings you to a really deep state of peace. And if you really hold the intention before you go to sleep of bringing in divine love, or just resonating divine love through your system. As Don says, we are love. Every cell in your body is unconditional divine love. It is resonating a frequency, one frequency from Spirit or God. It often comes through the thymus and resonates, especially the thymus, that comes into the heart. In the movie The Living Matrix, there's a lot of there's interviews with the people from HeartMath. They talk about there's energy that your heart receives before any event happens. About just a few seconds before an event happens, your heart receives this energy. There was a research project they did where they showed people different images, some of beautiful sceneries, some of chaos and death and such. And before the image would come up, the heart would react. Even though the images were completely random, there was no way to know what image was coming up. The heart would actually react to what the new image was coming. So it was like it had this four psychic ability. So they found that the heart receives information around you before the brain or any of your other senses. In fact, the way it works is your heart receives information of what's about to happen. Then it goes to your brain. Then it goes to the rest of your system. I hear bits and pieces of the music right now. I think it's in a really soft part. So, when you focus on your heart, your physical heart, and the energy of universal love, it brings you into a state that even if you didn't sleep, it regenerates your whole system. So, focus now, I'll do the same, on this energy of unconditional divine love. Again, some people bring it in from above through the thymus or through into the heart. Some people just resonate it because it is in every cell of our body. Bring that in now. Continue resonating this energy. And since this is universal love, this energy is resonating through the ether around the entire planet. It's really resonating in the quantum field. Like this huge ocean of pure loving energy. Bring it not only into your heart, let it surround you like a white light or clear light. It's like you're in a whole bubble. In fact, all of us listening here are creating this huge bubble of unconditional, divine, universal love. Going to let the song play now and hold this frequency through the song. Keep the energy flowing, and I'll be flowing it with you in this whole bubble of unconditional divine love. And when it's over, if you have time, keep holding it into the evening. Even if you don't have time, hold it through tomorrow. And hold it as long as you can. If you lose it, come back to it through the week as much as you can. And then, through the months ahead, keep coming back. And then through the years ahead. And may we hold this energy of unconditional, divine, universal love for lifetimes as we are awake, as we're asleep.